Time now on the Bonanza Pregame Show to visit with Tom Cerruttori, head coach of the Beavers. Congratulations on the two wins last weekend, Tom.
Appreciate it, Schulze.
Of all the road trips this month, Big Rapids has shown you the least amount of success. Knowing what was in store for you this month, and you still have trips to Tech and Mankato yet in February, how impressive was last weekend?
Well, it was, and winning on the road's difficult anyway. And all we want to do is just get points every weekend, and to top it off with two sweeps, one in Lake Superior and one in Ferris State, it puts us in a good spot right now.
I don't have any stats to back this statement up, but I feel pretty confident in saying there aren't too many goalies that go into that rink in Big Rapids and give up one goal on the weekend and have it be a really fluky one like it was. How good was Bits last week?
Well, Bits was good, and I thought we just were pretty good, you know, collectively. I thought our group was good collectively. We gave up 23 shots on Friday. I mean, how many times do you go into Ferris, especially on a Friday night, and outshoot them 2-1? And I just thought we were dialed in pretty good. I liked how we played away from the puck. I liked, again, how we attacked. And, you know, and then Saturday was obviously a more difficult game. But, again, Bits was solid, no question about it. And their guy was solid. And our guys found a way to get it done.
The league is certainly split into two distinct halves. What do you need to do to stay in the top half?
Well, I don't know, Schulze. I mean, obviously win. Winning helps cure a lot of issues. But, you know, we probably have to go 7-3, maybe 6-4. But it's difficult because we don't have a crystal ball, and we do need to rely on the other teams as well. So, but 7 wins would be nice. But that's, you know, that's a challenge. That's a difficult task. And, I looked at you sit there and try to play scenarios out in your mind, and all it does is give you a headache. So you just need to play. You just have to play, Schulze, and you have to try to win games. And again, you have to get points every weekend.
You're still dealing with the flu. How's everybody doing?
We're not doing. We have some sick guys right now, and you know, one of our players right now, we'll find out more later, but he's not doing very well, and it could be an extended period where he's out. And but again, everybody has injuries, and sometimes our injuries right now are flu related. And you know, we've had a lot of nagging injuries all year, but this one is this one's been kind of an issue that really the whole country's had. So we just need to get healthy and move forward.
League has rules on how many guys can travel on a road trip without knowing who is going to be healthy. What was this week like for you trying to figure out who is even going to be able to come?
Well, exactly. And we worked it all out, but you just don't know. And sometimes, again, you're making changes at the 11th hour.
More with Coach Cerruttori when we return the Bonanza Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bonanza Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, Part 2 with Coach Tom Cerruttori. As tough as the travel has been for you guys this month, Tom, the Chargers haven't played at home since Thanksgiving weekend. Can you imagine how rough this stretch has been on them?
No, unbelievable. And really, they've passed with flying colors. They've been swept twice in league by us and Mankato. So they've been fortunate enough to get points all those other weekends. And now they've got 8 straight games at home, which, you know, they're playing in the friendly confines of the Von Braun Center. It's great for them. I mean, they've battled and they've scratched and they've clawed, and now they're home. And now they got a difficult, 8-game stretch at home, but at least they're at home.
You know them pretty well. Just played them about a month ago. For lack of a better term, does that make you any less nervous going into a weekend?
Yeah, I'm always nervous going into a weekend because you have so much respect for your opponent, and they've got good hockey players. They're difficult to play against at home, there's a lot at stake. We're gonna see their best game, and it's always challenging. Every weekend's challenging, especially on the road.
They're honoring their 97 NCAA championship this weekend. I love hearing stories from Beaver players from that era and that 4-year stretch with Huntsville. What are some of your favorites from back then?
Well, there's just a lot of them, Schulze, but I spoke at their luncheon today, their Blue Line luncheon, and about 6 of those guys were there, and it was really nice catching up with a lot of those guys. Some of them, I graduated in 98, so I never coached against those guys, but some of them were younger, and what a bunch of nice guys. And you know, they've got a lot of fond memories of their days at Huntsville and the rivalry against us and the respect that they each team had for one another. So, you know, we can go back to Schulze because you've been around, you know, this rivalry a long time as well, and we could probably write a book, but it's a great trip. The weather's unbelievable. We always, again, on our scouting report, expect the unexpected. You don't know what's going to happen. And when we came here the one time, and if you remember, they painted the circles and the lines, and they were off. So the hash mark was right in front of the goaltender. There was one time that the puck got stuck in the auger. during warm-ups, and we had to delay the game about an hour. There's always some glass falling out or something like that. And, you know, many years in a row, we'd always go through Memphis and we'd never get our equipment. For sure, we never got our sticks. So we never practiced on Thursday. So there's a lot of good stories right there, Schultze, as you know, and it's been fun over the years.
Big picture, how important are Huntsville and now Arizona State to the future of D1 hockey?
Well, I actually spoke at the luncheon today and said that we need more teams in these non-traditional areas. You know, with the National Hockey League evolving in these non-traditional areas, and, you know, we have such fantastic hockey players coming, you know, from Phoenix, from Dallas, from Florida, from Huntsville. I mean, Huntsville's best player is Kessner. He's from Huntsville. So Jared Ross a few years ago. So we need more teams to give hockey a shot, more schools to give hockey a shot in these non-traditional areas.
A lot is, back to tonight, a lot has been made about your league winning streak for good reason. It's impressive and it's hard to do. Have the guys felt any additional added weight on their shoulders each game as it's gone by?
I don't know. Again, those are things you never discuss.
Are you?
No, I don't. I just want to be playing good hockey. I want to be at home ice, so I guess if we're feeling pressure, it's not the 8-0-3 that we are. It's that we're right now, I mean, we're in fourth place with a couple games in hand, but it's tight, so I'm just looking right now a little bit at the standings, and you know what you need to do to put yourself in position a month from now. So it's not about the streak. It's about just winning games, period.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerruti, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.